and now one of the most notorious prisons of all time.
Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay is infamous for being a former maximum security prison. Between 1934 and 1963, the federal penitentiary, nicknamed The Rock, was occupied by America's most notorious criminals. The 22-acre island is located 2 kilometers off the coast of California. The bay opens out onto the Pacific Ocean, and the waters are freezing and the tides treacherous. In 1775, Spanish naval officer Juan Manuel de Ayala named the island Isla de los Alcatraces, Isle of the Gannets, because of the many seabirds that live there. It became a military fort during the American Civil War in the 1860s, holding military deserters, insubordinates, and Confederate sympathizers. At one time, indigenous people, the Hopi, were imprisoned there too, for passively resisting government attempts to assimilate them. In the early 20th century, a new prison was built there for America's most dangerous civilian criminals. Inmates, all men, included mobsters Al Capone and George Machine Gun Kelly, and convicted murderers such as Robert F. Stroud, nicknamed the Birdman of Alcatraz. Prisoners slept in 3-meter by 1.5-meter cells and were closely supervised by the latest security technology. They did factory work, laundry, general prison maintenance, and food preparation to keep them occupied. Alcatraz was considered escape-proof. Nevertheless, there were 14 escape attempts involving 36 inmates. 23 were recaptured, 7 killed, and 3 bodies recovered from the bay. 5 inmates remain unaccounted for. In 1937, bank robbers Theodore Cole and Ralph Rowe escaped through a window in the prison factory they worked in and disappeared into thick fog. A thorough search revealed nothing, and the men were presumed dead, swept out into the ocean. In 1962, Clarence Anglin, John Anglin, and Frank Morris used spoons to dig holes in their cells and left dummy heads made of soap, paper, and hair in their beds as a cover-up. They then took to the waters on an inflatable raft made out of raincoats. They were never seen again. In 2014, 2 academics at Delft University in the Netherlands teamed up with a tidal expert to make a simulation of all the routes the raincoat raft might have taken, some of which, they proved, might have led the men to freedom. In 1963, less than a year after this infamous escape, Alcatraz was abandoned as a prison. The necessity of transporting fresh water to and waste away from the island was just too expensive.